It wasn't that long ago that television was castigated as an obstacle for students who are learning to read. Today, Sandy Ayala, a researcher and assistant professor in the Education Department at Sonoma State, is using video to help reading-delayed students catch up.
I'll coach a student through a particular reading passage, then I'll edit out my coaching and my prompting, so the resulting video is just a perfect execution of the reading fluency for that student, and I'll use that to help them learn reading fluency for the next time that they're reading.
It's a process called video self-modeling.
Video self-modeling is the use of video to help a student model their own behavior or their own task to help them improve that particular behavior or task. It's the use of technology in a special education classroom or even a general ed classroom to help kids improve skills.
The principle is not new. Sports coaches have been using filmed performances to guide their athletes for years. The difference in the classroom, Ayala says, is that instead of offering feedback on the performance for corrective purposes, it's now being used to anticipate skills that are being newly acquired.
We call it feed forward instead of feedback. We're actually going to take something that you have not yet accomplished, and we're going to coach it and prompt it and take you through the actual execution of that particular skill as if you can already do the task.
This positive reinforcement works at several levels concurrently.
Self-efficacy, your belief. It also gives them a multidimensional input on how they're learning. They might actually visually see their mouths forming sounds. They see themselves thinking something through. They witness themselves executing a sound or a letter or spelling or reading. Once they see it, they're creating a new memory. When they use the video of themselves as a training model, they accomplish it much faster.
How much faster? Ayala cites one study she conducted with impressive results.
There were students that were in the second grade, and they were essentially decoding maybe at a kindergarten level. So we showed them images of themselves in the videos actually decoding these sounds and these letters, and we caught them up within 2 months' time what they weren't able to do within 6 months' time. They were so far behind. We started the study. They used the videos for training for 2 months, and we caught almost everybody up to where they had to be.
In the past few years, changing technology has made video self-modeling accessible to just about anyone. In fact, Ayala says, some grade school students are now taking over the process for themselves.
Even the process in making them is so simple that the kids can make their own. We hold up the iPhone, we take a quick video, we edit it with apps as fast as we want. I mean, after the second session, I'm able to say to kids, here, you push the red button. And then they're engaged and they're interested in the process. So they buy in and then they want to come and do it. Once I can show them how to do it, they can do it with each other. And lots of kids are doing it.
One thing that hasn't changed, though, is the kick they get from seeing themselves on screen.
The first time they made a video, they were so happy to see themselves on a screen. That's just separate from doing the actual skill. Then they were happy to see themselves reading and producing the sounds and the words. They wanted to show everybody. They wanted to show their teachers. They wanted to run home and show parents. Parents called up other people. So many people were happy to see it. It just really thrilled them. And for many of those kids, it was the first time somebody saw them as a reader.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.